Morning, everyone. I'm Samia Elgahia from Plant and Soil Science Department at Oklahoma State University. I'm going to present the effect of nitrogen on rhizobacteria associated with wheat shoot productivity. As we know, rhizobacteria affects the plant productivity by producing hormones and increase nutrition efficiency and protect plants from disease. Rhizosphere is a very complex region that we need to develop tools to better understand this complexity. We can use biosequencing to sequence thousands of specific genes mixed samples of DNA. In this study, we fixed N16 srRNA gene to identify rhizobacteria. Biosequencing can be used to characterize the community ecology under different environmental conditions. Our objective is in this study to identify rhizobacteria associated with wheat shoot productivity with and without nitrogen, and develop methods to better characterize the rhizobacterial community and its impact on wheat productivity. We plant wheat in sandy loam soil. Soil was preconditioned with the 3 cycles of wheat production. Planted 96 plants bear treatment in TPOT 1 size 2.8 liter spots. We have in this study 2 treatments. Nitrogen treatment, where we added urea to 100 pounds per acre. Soil nitrogen, and no nitrogen treatment, where we measured it and found it about 35 pounds per acre soil nitrogen. Grow plants environmentally controlled greenhouse in completely randomized design, maintained water moisture gravimetrically between 15% to 36 soil water content. Wheat were harvested at fixed stage 9. Rhizosphere extraction. Gently remove its roots and weigh through the shoot. Isolated rhizosphere by shake method. Extracted rhizobacteria with 100 millimolar pyrophosphate with 0.1% SDS. Shaking for 15 minutes. Frost rhizosphere solution stored at minus 80 degrees. Ranked rhizosphere according to shoot weight. In this study, we have 2 categories: high biomass, which contains aperture the plants with and without nitrogen, and low biomass, which contains lower third with and without nitrogen. For replication sphere category, total of 16 experimental units. Each experimental unit was represented by 10 to 11 different rhizosphere. Total of 40 to 44 rhizospheres per average. DNA extraction. We rinsed rhizosphere area, soil intense buffer twice, BTP tank in extraction buffer, ammonium acetate precipitation, phenol chloroform isomer alcohol, spectral 300 HR chromatography, DEAE cellulose chromatography, resulted in PCR amplifiable DNA of high quality and purity. We submitted our DNA samples to Research Testing Laboratory, Lubbock, Texas, and we got 276 and 124 sequences. RDP2 classifier were used for identify rhizobacteria, determined number of genera in each experimental unit. We got about 13,000 sequences per experimental unit. Ranked to a level of genera, discarded genera with less than 20 sequences per experimental unit, normalized the numbers based on average within replication, statistically analyzed using 2-factor analysis of variance to identify significant genera, ranked them according to response to productivity and nitrogen. And the left side in this slide, we can see the average shoot biomass, where we found about 1.77-fold increase from high to low shoot biomass with nitrogen treatment, and we found about 1.57-fold increase from high to low shoot biomass without nitrogen treatment. In the left side here, we can see the distribution for a plant frequency with shoot dry weight, where the low, where the blue color represent the plants that have low shoot productivity, and the red one presents the plants that have high shoot productivity. In this slide, we can see the significant significant genera for productivity. Here is the genera categories ratio from high to low productivity with nitrogen, ratio from high to low productivity without nitrogen, p-value sequences. All of these grouped together by hierarchical clustering. We found out that high productivity genera without nitrogen, which included Pedomicrobium and Pedomicrobium and Metrocystis, Actinoplanes, Plastochloris, Hyphomicrobium, and low productivity here in blue color, including Bryphidomonas, Sylphiperio, and Rhizobium. And clusters that responded similarly include the first cluster, Metallobacterium, Rhodoplanes, Metrocystis, Actinoplanes, and Hyphomicrobium. The second one was Stela and Binibacillus, and the third one, Livellina and Diphilophicox. This chart here presents the classification of significant genera based on productivity, where genera classified for four classes based on high and low ratio productivity, where if it greater than 1.20, we consider it to be growth promoters, and if it less than 0.80, we consider it to be deleterious genera. Here we can see numbers numbers of genera that associated with high shoot biomass without nitrogen, and numbers of genera associated with high shoot biomass with and without nitrogen. Numbers of genera that associate with high shoot biomass with nitrogen, and the third the three genera here associated with low shoot biomass with and without nitrogen. We found out that the greater numbers of significant genera and sequences associated with high biomass plants without nitrogen treatment, which might be growth promoters. Here we found about 18 genera that associated with high shoot biomass without nitrogen, with total of sequences 2,000 to 370. And we identified three genera associated with low shoot biomass, which might be deleterious rhizobacteria. In this slide, we can see significant genera that responds to added nitrogen. Here is the genera categories: high ratio with and without nitrogen, and low ratio with and without nitrogen, p-value sequences. All of these grouped together by hierarchical clustering. We found out genera that responds to nitrogen, low productivity, which includes Avidia, Mesorhizobium, Phyllomicrobium, Actinoplanes, Hyphomicrobium. And we found out that Aminobacter responds to nitrogen, both high and low productivity plants. Clusters that responds to similarly, the first one is Avidia and Mesorhizobium, the second one Azospirillium and Tetraspheria, the third one Hyphomicrobium and Actinoplanes, the last one, which is present here, Methylobacterium and Rhodoplanes. This chart shows significant genera that responds to added urea nitrogen, where genera classified to three classes, dependent on the ratio on high from nitrogen and without nitrogen, and low productivity with nitrogen and without nitrogen, where we found that a greater number of significant genera and sequences when adding nitrogen in low productivity plants, which was 15 genera for this classification. Summary, without nitrogen treatment, there is a dramatic increase in high productivity genera, which includes Pedomicrobium, Metarocystis, Actinoblens, Plastochloris, and Hyphomicrobium. We identify genera that may be deleterious to productivity, which includes Brevindomenas, Silvaberio, and Rhizobium. I think nitrogen doesn't stimulate genera in high productivity plants, but does so in low productivity plants, which includes Avibia, Miserizobium, Phyllomicrobium, Actinoblens, and Hypomicrobium. Thank you for listening to me. And any question, please? We don't know, because really we don't know, but what we found from our research, that Rhizobium found with low plants that have low productivity, but the reason why we don't know. Just we found it with associated with the plants that has low shoot productivity.
Mm-hmm. It looked like only 1 in 300 of the sequences were classified as genera. You came out with 13,000?
Yes, because we discarded the... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we discarded the genera that that have less than 20 here in this slide. Because we discarded genera. Genera with less than 20 sequences per experimental unit.
You did that out of the 13,000?
Yes.
But what happened between the close to 300,000 and 13,000? Are those sequences, are any of those sequences novel clusters of genera that have not been described previously? Or
13,000 sequences. We got 16 experimental units, so that 27,000. We only classify them according to genera, according to the RDP2 type 1.
Yeah.
There were a number which we did not look at that were classified at a higher level of phylogeny. Okay, those, maybe about 5,000 of those. And when we get back, we're going to be looking a little more closely at those.
Yes. Why did you use what?
You just used one cultivar, right?
What's that?
One variety.
Yes, one. Yes.
Why did you use that particular cultivar?
We used Brandon. It's a spring wheat, and mostly because it grows very rapidly. It has a short turnaround time, and so it's better than a number of others, which we could get data in 2 months versus.
I have a question. I may have missed this a little bit, but you said that after you added nitrogen mm-hmm. to the plants that had low, the rhizosphere that you had collected from plants that had low productivity,
yes.
Did that increase the productivity of the plants? And why do you think that happened, whereas you had a greater diversity of microbial community when you had low nitrogen, high productivity?
Oh, exactly. We don't know why we have high genera in these, you mean with high productivity plants without nitrogen, right?
Right. And then it seemed like you added maybe nitrogen because, in the reverse.
Yeah, we don't know why, but maybe because plants present more auxins to stimulate more kind of bacteria to provide it with nitrogen, but exactly we don't know why this difference of numbers of genera.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, let's thank the speaker again.